You ever miss him? And we want to welcome our first guest of the show today. We got Mike McDonald and Paula in the building. What's up, guys? Good to see both of you. Happy
What is it? Yeah, Wednesday. Happy hump day.
There it is.
Yeah. Good morning, John. Good morning, American Samoa.
Yeah. Good morning.
So we got a couple things that are happening. It's kind of funny because you guys are both here talking about different things, but sort of the same thing. We got James Tomasese coming in to talk about Floating Coconuts fundraiser, which is your paddling wheelhouse, right, Paula?
Yes, we're very excited to share what we got going on.
But we're waiting on James. So James, we'll see you here in a little bit. Meanwhile, we got Mike, who is here talking about South Pacific Water Sports being the exclusive sponsor, we learned, for the marathon that is coming up later next month, right?
Yes, sir. That's right. Good morning again, John. Yeah, we are back at it again for the fourth annual American Samoa Marathon and Half Marathon, which is scheduled for June 27th. And so it's right around the corner, approximately, 1 month away, right? Today's Wednesday, May 27th, right?
Yeah.
Check the calendar.
That's okay, right, 27th.
Yeah. And as you had pointed out, we are exclusively sponsored by South Pacific Water Sports and Fitness in Utule.
Right.
But so it's pretty exciting for us again. Doing this 4 years in a row is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, if you recall, prior to us launching the marathon, we did half marathons on a regular basis. And then we thought, you know what, we need to up our game. And so now we have the standing annual American Samoa Marathon every June/July, depending on a couple of different things.
And this is sort of our running season because it's like, while it's the summer, is there a cooler months and it's just easier to get out there in the sun and huff it for a 26 miler, right?
Right. There are two main reasons why we do it, you know, when we do it. One is because it is cooler. Can you imagine running, you know, a marathon,
man,
in January?
No, not unless it's in the middle of the night.
Right. And so, in fact, this morning when I was out getting a little jog in, it was 73 degrees out.
Nice.
So really, really nice. It's kind of chilly. But so that's
comparatively speaking. Yeah.
Yes. And so that's the first reason, the weather. The second reason is because the marathon in Independent Samoa, their marathon, is the following weekend. And so we set it up this way so international marathoners can travel to American Samoa, do ours, and then hop over to Independent Samoa and do theirs. And so we coordinate this annually with some friends over there, and Seti Afoa specifically, and so that's why we have it in the summer.
Right, Seti, that's right. He's the...
Yeah, he kind of does the runs and the cycling over in Samoa.
Triathlon,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, triathlon too. So we work together with him on that front as well.
Cool.
And so, we're pretty excited. The registration is still open for our marathon and half marathon.
How is that going, by the way? Do you have a good response for it? Because I think like 1 year you had like a bunch of these guys that came down here, like doctors or something.
Oh, yeah. It's actually been a bit slower this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, John, you're probably remembering the year when this group...
A few years ago.
Yeah.
International runners.
Yeah. There were like 20, 15,
there were these
20
country old hopping dudes, right?
Country hopping.
World record setting marathoners.
And the median age was like 85 for these guys or something. Right. They were some old dude, but they were fit, man.
Yeah. And they were
smoke
on track.
Smoke any of us.
Right. Absolutely. And they were on track to run marathons in every country in the world. And
okay.
So that they had American Samoa as one of the countries, even though we're territory. And so they checked that box that year. But this year we have about six international competitors. And a bunch of locals have signed up for both the half marathon and a few for the full marathon. And so we're looking forward to, hopefully, after today's show, we get a bump in our registration. And if you haven't yet registered, please reach out to us. We can help you. Our page to register for either race, the marathon or the half marathon, is on our Facebook page. So if you look us up on Facebook, you'll be able to get the details.
Okay.
But as far as the details are concerned, John, I'll go ahead and give you an idea of what the route looks like. So as a reminder, our marathons are 26.2 miles long. And so the race is going to start at Utule Beach. And you're going to head all the way out into the industrial park where we'll have a turnaround station set up in front of Lumanai, or where Island Lubricants is at, if you're familiar with where that's at Industrial Park. And then you'll make your way back to Utule, and that single loop will give you 13.1 miles. So that's the half marathon. Doing that twice will get you the full marathon. And so that's the route. The start time for the marathon is going to be 4:30 in the morning. We still want to start a little early to avoid some of the traffic. And again, it's cooler. And so that is going to, again, start at 4:30 in the morning. If you're running that at an average pace, a good pace, you can be finished by 9 o'clock, right?
Wait. Are we talking about the full or the half?
The full. If you do that in 6 hours, yeah, that gets you to about 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
But the half marathon, again, we're inviting people to come out and run it or walk it. Either way, but that's the route, John. And just one additional detail on the marathon and the half marathon. We do have registration fees that are different for international runners and local runners. So for the local registration fee for the marathon, it's $50. And for the half marathon, it's $40. And so they're discounted, obviously, for our local community. And so, we hope to see some more people sign up.
And how do we sign up? Just on your Facebook page?
Yeah, look us up at SPW Samoa on Facebook, and there's a link that's pinned at the top of our page, and it'll take you to another registration page, and you can register online at your own convenience. If you have any issues, you know, just give us a call down at the gym, and we'll be happy to help you out.
633-3050 SPW, and
that's right. Or just pop on into the gym. We're always there.
Okay. And this is 1 month out.
1 month.
1 month to go, John. And so you have about 3 weeks left to get those last miles in. I think the last time that we trained for a half marathon, John, we, you know, during our regular training, we got up to about 9 miles or 10 miles. And again, a half marathon is 13.1. So they say when you train for these things, you don't necessarily have to train the full, you know, 13.1 or 26.2, but you have to get, you know, a lot of work in so that when you do run it, your body's used to it. And so, yeah, you have about 3 more weeks to get ready for that big run.
And you guys can kind of give somebody a running program, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have programs available at the gym, but you know, it's also readily available online. You can look them up. And just time it out. You know, usually if you're training for a half marathon or a marathon, you want to get 3 months ahead of time and just ease your way into it. And so I know a lot of people are out there running, and I see people on TikTok, you know, getting their miles in and talking about possibly joining the marathon. And you know, when I do it, guys. Yeah, when I see that, I jump into the comment section and like, hey, you got to do it. You know, come out and join us.
It's gonna be fun. Huh? Yeah. I did it 1 year with Pat and Poe and Sia.
Right.
It's like 10 years ago, I think. It was 2016, I feel, or 2017.
Yeah,
somewhere around there.
Was the half marathon.
Marathon?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, hats off to you guys for doing this every year. It's not easy to consistently push this out. You know, me, I just did it 1 year and I'm like, all right, that's it. But you guys, you're out there, you know, organizing the event every year. So appreciate that. And then, you know, you're like cancer awareness runs and events too.
Right,
so,
right. It's been 11 years since we started, you know, this journey of ours with regards to health fitness here in American Samoa. And so we know that putting these races out there gives people something to target, to focus on, to train for, and then the sense of accomplishment once you're done is incredible. I mean, if you've ever done a half or a full, you know, when you cross that finish line, it's something else, something you will never forget, for sure.
And the runner's high it's amazing. Feels really good after you get a good run in, and you know.
Yeah, a lot of people are unaware of that, and yeah, man, once you get into that zone, and it's a great experience. Yeah, you know,
it is,
absolutely.
Yeah,
very therapeutic too, John.
Yeah,
getting out there and just letting it all go.
Right. So, are we waiting on James, or do you want to seg into that, or?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll be James, Mike, you're going to be James's proxy?
Yeah, well, I'm part of the team, so anyway, right. Go ahead, Paula. It's so another floating, health and fitness thing we're talking about.
Floating coconuts, yeah, we were talking about running on the pavement, now it's paddling in the water, right?
Yeah.
Yes. we were pounding the pavement, now we're pounding the water. Yes, absolutely. So, hello, I am Paula.
Coach Paula.
And Michael, and so this morning we wanted to come on air and we wanted to share about what Floating Coconuts and Levassa Outrigger have going on in the next few months. So we've come together so that we could go to the IVF sprint races.
That's the International VA Federation.
Yes, IVF is the International VA Federation, and that will be in August this year. And so we're on the air because we're having a fundraiser, and now this fundraiser is the Journey to Singapore.
Yeah, that's Singapore. Where the championship is being held this year, right?
Yes, it is in Singapore this year.
And so that race rotates, and so it moves from country to country, and this year it's going to be in Singapore, and the competition is specifically for sprints.
Yes. So, you know, typically when I'm doing travel races, we're going out to doing long distance races, and so this is the sprint races. So it will be 500-meter sprints, and then 1,500-meter sprints, and so we have a lot of the elite paddlers around the world, and then so we have elite races, and then we have some club races. So what we're registering under Floating Coconuts is the club races representing American Samoa for the IVF sprint races this year.
I've been looking at the Facebook page. There's a bunch of people that do this now. You've got like like probably 20 or 30 people that are
actively Floating
rowing.
Coconuts. They're on fire. You know, we're so happy, and so I'm so proud of them. The work that James and Kat and the team have done in just you know, getting their club out there, working together with FunkFit. So we're just so proud of them and being able to, you know, put together their novice and their master's group together. So for our races in Singapore, we have our men's teams. So James is head coach for the men's team, and then Kat and I are working with the women's team. So we have our open and our masters. So the master's group starts at 40 plus. So we have a handful of novice paddlers. So novice meaning three years, you know, a couple years under their belt. So this will be one of the first races that they've done internationally.
So which is a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Yeah. It's huge. Going to the IVF is huge. So, you know, I'm very excited for a lot of them.
Yeah, it's a tremendous opportunity. One of the things that Paul and I have always tried to focus on in supporting outrigger as a sport here in American Samoa is encouraging, you know, clubs and other, you know, paddlers like us to travel abroad. You know, when you put a goal out there to travel to Singapore in you know, in this case, to compete and represent American Samoa, training is a must. It's a requirement. And so it's a nice way to get yourself focused, get the team focused, and build towards an event that takes place 2 or 3 months out there. And so the teams are training hard and getting ready for this upcoming race. And again, to Paula's point, there's a fundraiser on June 6th, which is what? When's that? Is that this Saturday or next Saturday?
No, it's actually next Saturday.
Okay.
So we wanted to come in early, give people enough time to still reach out to us, James and Kat and Cece, the team, to purchase your ticket. So we have a Journey to Singapore, June 6th. This is an all-you-can-drink. With poo-poos, heavy poo-poos, yes.
An adult event.
Okay. It is an adult event. It's $40 a ticket, and it's next Saturday, so it'll be from 5 to 9, so limited hours there. I have let the team know that I want to be able to have, we'll have a couple buses over there, so those people that need a ride home, so,
yeah,
you know, right, want to be able to get
where
people.
Where is it going
to
be?
At Maliumai.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we want to thank Maliumai for basically allowing us to have this fundraiser there. And we have a few more sponsors I'd love to share, if that's all right, guys. So Maliumai is the first one for hosting our event for free. So thank you. Shout out to Maliumai. And then for our beer bust, we have TMO. Thank you, Francine, for that. We have Stein Lager, Sonia. Thank you so much for that. We have GHC Reed and Cherith. Thank you so much for donating some of the beverages that we'll be able to partake. And also, thank you to Astica. Thank you, Astica, for your donation. Samoa Motors, and a big shout out to Fafua for Vila's Snack Bar donating for our poo-poos there. Yes,
yeah, right on.
wanted to be able to share that. And IBC, thank you so much, Ken, for printing out our tickets.
Excellent. Yeah.
So we still have room for more sponsors. Want to be able to, you know, shout out to you and assisting Floating Coconuts and Levassa in getting over to Singapore. It's a big flight. And it's a big event to have our people compete there.
And it's one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
That's what we hear. And we hear it's very expensive. So,
Hence the fundraiser.
Yeah.
And 40 also, bucks for a ticket. And how many? It's like 4 hours? Two? Three? How,
four.
5 to 9. Four, 5 p.m.
That's,
to 9 p.m.
That's a great deal for it. I mean, are we calling it a beer bust?
I don't want to call it a beer bust.
Okay, sorry.
What are we calling it?
It's an all-you-can-drink. It's an all-you-can-drink.
A beer buffet. Which is
beer buffet.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah. But again, you know, as I always say, John, you know, given that, you know, a big focus of ours is health and fitness, everything in moderation, right?
Yeah.
The goal is to come out.
Who's going
to
make those healthy poo-poos? I know it.
Yeah. The goal is to come out and support the teams that are traveling to Singapore. And if you can't join us, we also have a GoFundMe account that's being circulated. You can find it on the Floating Coconuts web Facebook page, and you can donate, you know, buck, $5, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever you want, you know, to help help the teams make their way to Singapore. I believe the two teams, there will be approximately 15 people traveling, and
about 20.
So we have paddlers as well as coaches, as well as, you know, other volunteers to help with the work that goes into competing.
Do you have a monetary goal in mind?
Not necessarily. I think we put out $10,000 on the GoFundMe account.
Which is a drop in a bucket.
Yeah, we just want to get started. You know, airfares for one person, you know, as an example.
It's about $3,000 now.
Yeah.
Per person.
Yeah.
How do you get there? Do you go via Australia?
That's one route. Fiji.
Does direct to Singapore?
I don't recall. Probably,
they got the connectings to...
Yes.
Wherever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Might have to go through Australia.
So there are several options, but that is the cheaper route versus going to Honolulu.
Yeah, man.
That leg's up.
That's the brutal pricey one.
Yeah.
You got to zig to zag, right? You get to Honolulu, and then you go to Japan or something, and then...
Yeah, man.
That is one of the routes.
That's a long haul.
Yeah. And an expensive one, too.
Right.
All right.
So if you want to make it your vacation...
Right.
Then you can always detour to Japan.
Yeah. We'll do something afterwards. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
All right. So we got, how many people are you trying to get there?
Approximately 20 people. The teams themselves are 15. You have 6 paddlers per canoe or per team, and then a couple of, you know, in reserve. And then you have the coaches and the team managers traveling as well. And then there's some plus ones going too. You know, the significant others are traveling as well. They're paying their own way, but we're really trying to raise funds for the team and the paddlers who are going to be out there competing and representing American Samoa on the world stage.
What are the ages of participants?
18 and over.
Okay. All right. One of my kids was asking, I want to join.
Yes, you can come and join. You can start paddling. And then when it's time to go, then we can get your group together. You know, we've got a program during the summer, so we can work on that.
There you go. All
right.
Yeah. So, again, if you are interested in buying tickets, please, you can give us a call.
Yeah, who do they talk to? Are any of the coconut paddlers, like Jacques or Kat or
absolutely.
James? They got the tickets?
Yeah. I mean, we all can help get tickets for you. So, please just give us a ring.
All right. Excellent.
And you can always call us too, John, at the gym at SPW 633-3050. And we'll find a way to get you the tickets. We just need you to buy them. Right?
All right. Good deal. And $40 is a great bargain.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
Yeah, we do take PayPal as well. So make it easy on you. Yeah.
There it is. All right. Yeah. Man. Cool. So check out South Pacific Water Sports. Get the PayPal address and all that.
Right.
All right. Good stuff. Well, I hope you guys have a great rest of your short work week. And this is Mike and Paul talking about the Floating Coconuts fundraiser and the SPW Marathon that is next month, June 27th. KHJ will be back after these messages. Stay right there, and we'll check in with some of our sponsors here and Fox News, too.